Greetings, dear ones. We are the High Council of Orion. Step by step, day by day, we journey closer to this date that on your planet you have put in front of you, 12/21/12. And as we mentioned in a prior reading, in a prior message, that date, as the way you have chosen to put it out there, has the numerological value of 333 or a 9 of completion. And it is indeed a time of completion of a very long cycle in your time. Yet a blink of an eye in terms of Earth and galactic and universal history. So again, we ask you to look into the areas of completion that can happen in your life at this time. The areas of completion that can uplift you, to release you as you release memories, expectations, grudges, long-held grievances. What are those areas that you can finally let go of? Finally release the constriction around. Finally look at yourself without that. Can you define yourself without the abuse or the trauma? Instead of being the man or the woman who had the abusive, horrible, distasteful childhood experiences, can you bless those for what they were in that moment and allow yourself to be defined by who you are in this moment? Allowing the events of the past to not define your moments now. And we say this not as a way of burying or suppressing horrible, difficult human experiences. What we ask for you to do is give yourself a little breathing room from those experiences and allow them to step aside, in a sense, from who you are, to become an experience you had. And allow yourself to use words, use pictures, use understandings of who you are in this moment now. For there are many things in the past that you are not now. So let go of the trauma and the drama of the past and lovingly move it outside of the definition of who you are. So that even if you're 35, 45, 55, or 85, you are not the abused child. You are not the divorced husband or wife. You are not the estranged family member. Who are you in your here and now? And allow those to be a part of your history that's slightly offset from your current reality. For in your current reality, there are many more things that you can say who you are and stand in the truth of that are in this current timeline. You're that loving parent to your children. You're that understanding sibling. You're the forgiving ex-spouse. You're the fantastic business partner. You're the fully present therapist. You're the striving college student. You are who you are in your now. And we ask you to literally feel yourself standing in that current day reality, who you are now, and giving yourself space from the wounds of your past to allow them to loosen their hold in terms of their definition of who you are in your now. For if you are not that little wounded child, or the hurt sibling, or the injured spouse, if that's not a current timeline for you, allow it to take a step aside and own the beauty of who you are now. For all of you can find those beautiful ways to uplift yourself in your here and now versus allow yourself to replay the old record that's skipping along over and over and over again about stories from the past. For the truth is that if they were part of your current day reality, you'd be living them now, and some of you are. But today's message is about the things that were in your past are in your past for a reason, because you've grown or transcended, healed around those experiences, so they're not that current day reality for you in the here and now. So honor yourself for the change and transition, the awareness that you've brought to allowing those to be in a different place and time, and leave them there. As you say on your planet, let sleeping dogs lie. Leave those issues where they were in the timeline where they occurred, and allow yourself to be fully present and honor who you are in your current timeline. You give yourself breathing room. You give yourself an opportunity to stand a little taller, shoulders back, looking at the world with a new set of eyes. Eyes that are not looking backward, not looking over your shoulders. Eyes that are standing in the present moment and looking forward. Not reaching and grabbing forward, but just looking forward. You will find great freedom as you allow those stories, those experiences, to just take a little bit of step aside from you so they're not actively engaged in your current timeline. And feel the expansion available within that space. Be blessed, beautiful souls. Be blessed, beautiful beings of light. We are the High Council of Orion.